Swing and swing like Quasimodo.
We are recording.
Once again, session 22 begins. Well, round piles of pizza that are on the table.
Session 22. You've got a camera.
Camera. Photos.
Yeah, if Lindsay left her shrouded new camera.
What, her 8 megapixel digital SLR?
That's the one.
See? That's even better than my shiny 7.2 megapixel one.
Well, I know that people don't like cameras being flashed around, so.
I do. I love them.
It's just Steve, mainly, who doesn't like cameras. Apart from when he's drunk and dancing. then he loves.
Then we can pap him
then
what we like.
Then he steams.
Steamy. That's fair enough. Everybody wants a picture.
I was thinking more of the pizza spinner, didn't I?
Do you want to do the... No.
Pap the pizzas, dear.
Pizza's a camera.
I'll bring the camera around while they show you. I've seen it
on the website what it looks like, so. It was. Looks like an SLR.
Picture of your pizza's a camera phone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, do that.
It looked not very good, though. It's 1 megapixel.
It's a very lovely camera. The Canon 350D. Brand new spangly SLR.
Are you getting sponsored for that promotion?
No! Canon TM. Yeah.
Personally, I favour the Casio X-Lim Z750.
Where's our creative Zens, by the way? Where's the stuff?
Should be said.
Where's the
1000 stats? This neat psychic video mode. It starts recording from 5 seconds before you press the record button.
That's
What?
Basically, when you've got it switched on and in this video mode, it constantly keeps the last 5 seconds in its memory.
I mean, it changes.
Yeah.
Psychic.
Yes. Unfortunately, they haven't developed psionic technology to such an extent you can actually have psychic cameras.
It's not funny then, is it?
It could be deeply embarrassing if they had psychic cameras, but anyway. Oh my lord!
Right, where were we? Yes, you killed the giant, Steve is dead. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah.
He's Mr. Crispy!
Phelan is 3 inches high.
And is stuck down someone's...
You're blind.
Currently riding on your shoulder, giving my direction.
Yeah, sitting on my head.
Phelan's probably riding her snake or something.
Ooh, right, snake. I've seen that.
Yes, he's very tiny.
I've seen that white snake.
Which is incredibly tiny.
No, that's I'm a worm. He's
a very surprised. Yes.
Change size at will.
No. Technically, he wasn't the wielder, but he is on the wielder's person. In a point.
Mr. Mongoose.
So, yes, what do you do? I assume you accepted the Scottish Bastion's a dead corpse.
Yeah, we called.
I believe we did that.
Actually, not cold.
Not cold. It's still coming. Warm and crispy. A bit charred. Like a sausage on the barbecue. Just a bit too long.
It's not what the room was intended, you know. It was intended for resting in.
As somebody pointed out, there's not much time to do about Groot.
No.
Groot's well dead and gone along.
Groot, because you raised him as a spectre, you bastard.
He can be resurrected.
A long set of levels away. We'll be well away from
him. Team level if you need to be to cast resurrection.
We'll be some way away from here, probably, by then. Or we'll just head back and see Bragdor and be done with it. Because right. Bragdor's got the key! He just lied to us! We know he's got the key to wear.
Right.
Not my character.
We were just too...
No, I'm eating pizza.
Okay. We were just too close to next level. Damn. But not quite.
At least a couple of grand off, aren't we?
Yeah, let's go fight something, run away and then sleep.
The lid has escaped out.
I would like to point out the fact that you're all pretty tired after fighting 3 big giants and losing your friend.
Yeah, my hit points down to.
Oh dear!
Never mind, Bastion can. Old bastard.
Bastion, he kept that one quiet. Bastion. An illegitimate cleric of Turok.
Well, it's more ironic source of magical healing. Apart from my wholeness of body, which only does me.
Is that what you like? Lay on yourself?
Yes. I'll give myself 16 hit points back.
By vigorous application of your palms.
I rock myself vigorously and
I assume someone's carrying Ferlin.
I think I'm on his shoulder.
Nothing
here. Left bit. Right, forward quickly. Poof.
Off you go, fly.
Spell casting.
There's nothing to hang on to, so she flies off a bit.
Wow, I haven't seen Lucky Wing.
She can hang on to your nubbin.
I'm not touching
the nubbin. Oh, go on, it doesn't move much.
Probably doesn't, actually. They're only small nubbins.
Actually, you could ride in his over large ears.
Yeah, you're slightly large lug holes.
Palazard is a genius, and he has
like, can you scribble them like radar dishes, like the BFG?
Oh yes, you finished in the corpse room, which I've now called it corpse room.
We had the big fight in C-98, which was the Hill Giant Shrine.
Yes, shockingly.
We ended up with holy weapons.
You did have them for a while, but that was only because they passed through that shiny corridor.
Do we have to go all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
To get to the corpse room, we have to dump our weapons on.
Yeah, you have to go all the way through for it to use its little shiny magicness.
25th June for that.
Okay.
Episode 22. Did you know, Rookie understand, that we've slowed down by a factor of 100% since Christmas?
What do you mean?
In the 10 weeks between starting and Christmas, we did 10 episodes. So that's 2.5 months is 10 episodes. It's now taking us 5 months to do the 700 episodes.
But holiday.
Finger marriage.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we're twice as slow as we were before.
We are speeding up again, though.
Yeah.
As we've now done one a week, as we're picking up speed again. But life, unfortunately, has been getting in the way recently. Finn,
damn,
how dare he?
In that sense.
And that sort of business. I've got a pink D10 I'm going to have to.
I did propose before I started doing this.
Yeah, so you say.
There's clearly some sort of priority order there.
Yeah. We don't believe you.
If anyone would like to.
I did offer to come and record a session in the. Period in the drink room after
yes,
the wedding, but
true.
before we went.
That was my wedding
anniversary. That's dedication.
Yeah, who's got the different priorities now?
I'm sorry, I was disgusted that you were going to do that.
No, that is dedication.
No, that's
Finn
true.
Finn is a true role player.
Imogen's family was staying with us.
Yes, but you just got married. It was very wrong.
Imogen's family was staying with us.
Yes.
And we gave them a lift home, so we were happy to play.
We gave them a lift there.
Yes, they did make a comment about that nice driver boy.
Which one? They like you.
I think it was Hal.
You could be
was actually
stuff.
At the wedding.
Yeah, I'm that nice driver boy. Everyone likes me.
He didn't do anything. He just kept his head very, very
forward. Well, the driver boy on the way there, or the driver boy on the way back, on the way there. Sorry, I want a drink.
Can't help it.
If anybody would like to pay me lots of money to do this full time, I'm more than willing to accept the cash.
I don't think there's anyone who listens.
Unfortunately, they'd have to also pay us to do it full time.
It's alright, I could do solitary legend making and record it all.
All no one wants to listen to wank on audio.
Yeah. Didn't Grantham get in trouble for that sort of thing?
Could have a Paris film.
You misconstrued what I say.
Enough of money, let's roll.
Yeah, let's get down. Oh, thank you to all those anonymous people who've donated, and the two, two so far, very nice patron people who are now paying me money per month, rather than paying me money per month. Cobb37 and Dragonkin, thank you very much.
Hooray!
They all have access to the shiny
ocean. Fiddly sticks! Look, it's so exciting.
It's an ocean!
Oh, it's quite exciting! For an audio, I just set fire to the tin.
What's in the little bag that may now be saturated?
Where's the dice? Is this the
Reese's pieces.
Oh, okay.
So where's my shiny metal bag?
They're not rusting, then. That's all good.
It's not recording.
I have to keep some of this right. The mess that I made with my pizza. That's why I'm not rushing.
I was going to ask you, what are you doing? But
mopping up old metal.
Yes, we're mopping up. But
I'm mopping up old
metal. Bob has weaned himself again.
You like dissing me, don't you?
Yeah, dissing.
Well, you're going to be in for a real surprise soon. Right! Okay.
Ah! Am I going to be dissed? Are we clean? It's not really soaking that up, more moving it around.
Yeah, it's rather saturated.
Continuing.
I'm dying.
Yes.
You made a clean bit, unfortunately. Yeah. We have a clean bit on the mat.
I think I fixed it for you.
We have to put a big bit of dungeon there now. Steve, run the room with the dragon in.
Here we go. You're making it wet again, No. Watch.
Steve,
gone.
Okay.
You are in the corpse room. You have returned with the body of Bastion. What are you doing?
Crying.
Okay, crying's good.
Very quietly.
Not crying, because I only just met him. He was a bit shiny, that bloke.
He was, rather. He's still shining. You can still use him as a light.
Hey, if you stick him on a stick, you can carry him around like a torch.
Some kind of
we could, but
baroque.
Grotesque banner. So,
I can pretty much see just by the handling glowing cable chain. Mm. Which bounds very few areas of complete darkness.
Okay. Yes, what are you doing? You're all pretty tired, I assume.
I think we should rest.
Having been beaten the turd out of you, several of you are injured.
Let us rest.
Mm-hmm. How injured are you all?
I'm 20 hit points down.
You're
half hit.
I'm 41 hit points down.
Is that after you killed yourself?
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, 30 hit points down. More than 30 hit points down.
Yeah, you took a bit of a beating from those guys, didn't you? Right. Are you resting?
Straighten up, giants.
Are you resting?
Yes, we rest.
Very good. You all fall asleep. I assume what are you? You're not watching, are you? Because this room's safe, technically.
Is this? We don't know that. We have to take watch.
You rested here three times.
No. That was just luck. Who knows?
Yeah, look. No, monsters walked through and killed you in your sleep the last time.
It's irresponsible. Yeah.
Fortunately, there'd only be lawful good monsters that could make it through to us.
Yes.
Without feeling rather unwell.
Yes, they get you a bit sick. Are you watching or not?
Oh, what?
Just throw the encounter at us, for God's sake.
Do I sleep?
Yes, you do. Yes, they do. They meditate instead of sleeping.
Do they meditate for a long time? Mm.
Yes, elves
sleep.
I get
confused with the various
Rollmaster elves don't sleep. Rollmaster elves meditate for 4 hours and then they're fine.
I can't even remember if they sleep in Lord of the Rings, actually.
No, they don't sleep.
No, I don't think they sleep in here, either.
They don't sleep. I don't really remember reading anything that says they don't sleep.
Elves rock!
I think they meditate, though, don't they?
Yeah, they reverie.
Mm.
That's only
remember the day in their past life and all that business.
I am just better.
Well, it's true. You know, I mean, it's not Tolkien elves are the best. They're immortal, and they don't sleep.
It's not so bad as.
Are they good at sleep?
Well, in Middle Earth elves.
They have to see Liv Tyler.
Have you ever played Middle Earth?
Oh yeah.
Middle Earth elves are just better.
Of course they are.
They are statistically
elves
do
not sleep.
Hooray!
All the common races do. You meditate in a deep trance for 4 hours a day.
Yeah. They ripped that directly from Rollmaster.
Yeah. And he had to add that in because otherwise they'd just rock in.
Well, while these trances are virtually unwakeable, isn't he? Oh. Yeah. So you'll wake up with somebody walking.
Whereas that normal Tolkien elf just doesn't sleep.
No.
Don't even need meditation. Just like.
Why bother sleeping? Anyway, yes, you rest at various points. You set your watches, you rest.
Humans suck.
Balazar has a dream. Guess where you are?
I'm not going to sleep yet, my first watch.
You're asleep. First watch passes.
We've got no eyes.
You're asleep.
And you listen.
He's listening.
He's on first listening.
He's going to listen. He's going to listen. And then
I stumble around the room, bumping into the walls.
And casting his deer spell at anything that moves.
Like a pinball.
You have a dream. You're in a large dwarven hall.
Yeah.
Ahead of you on a throne. Same throne, same dwarven hall. Except for there are lots of dead dwarves lying around this one.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
I'm blind.
You can see it.
I'm dreaming.
Yes, you are
blind.
Is as per Shathis' description, an attractive humanoid lady. It's a human.
I don't think humans are attractive.
She's attractive. Sorry.
Railroad the roleplay.
I'm not railroading you. I'm not railroading you in any fashion. You find her attractive more because of her divine awe than anything else. She has divine power.
Surely she must be the son of God.
She could look like Jublex and make you find her attractive.
I like puddings.
Yes. Yes, she just sat there.
That's good. I'll just stand there.
Okay.
Loot the corpses!
Loot the corpses. They're generally rusty battle axes, rusty old plate. They look like they've been ripped apart. She eventually looks up after a very long wait.
That's alright, it's a dream kind of a mini.
Yes, pretty much. You're back again. Tired of being blind yet?
Yes!
Really?
So engaging conversation, you've been through everything else.
Very good. Difficult, isn't it?
It is indeed for a wizard.
Yes, it is. Shame to be blind forever.
Well, you did it to me, so you can fix it.
I can, yes. Very easily.
So, fix it then, please.
Well, that'll take a certain agreement on your part, perhaps.
What kind of agreement?
To accept me as your patron.
No, other patrons already. I don't need another one, thank you.
Gal, whatever his name is, or
well, my current deity of choice.
Who is it? Some dwarven deity.
Well, it's the deity of my ancestors,
uh-huh,
which is from the sheer dwarves of my old home. Dukmarin Brightmantle is my current god of choice.
She seems to think for a second. Ah, yes, quite a minor deity, I believe. Minor.
Don't worry, I'm thinking of moving up. Next.
Who are you moving up to? Me.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I am one of the most powerful deities in the realm.
So I've been told by the late lamented Bastion of Torm, who's rather dead now, I'm afraid.
Yes. So I see.
Hmm.
Torm, again, is below me in the ranking of deities.
Hmm. So you're the top deity then?
Yes. One of them.
What do you mean, one of them? You're either the top deity or not?
There are a number of deities who can match me for power.
Such as
other deities that could match me for power. I'm not going to educate you on the way of divine law. I'm sure you
know. Oh, I know enough already. Thank you very much.
Yes, I know how much divine law you know. You didn't even recognise me, did you?
No, I'm just bloody minded. I know you are.
You couldn't recognise me even if I turned up looking like Moradin, would you? You barely know who Moradin is, do you?
To talk to you about this matter. I know who these people are.
It's such a shame. So, are you going to agree to take my patronage? Or are you going to spend the rest of the time blind?
I'm not going to take your patronage. I never asked for it. I never wanted it. Please go away and take your blindness with you.
I'm afraid you'll be blind for a very long time.
That's your fault. You did it to me.
I think you're trying to use that mortal sense of guilt on me. I don't feel guilt, or any kind of other mortal thing.
Well, you're not a very nice god then, are you?
No, I'm not. But I am a very powerful one.
Well, I will make my own decisions and...
You looked quite funny attacking the rhinoceros, by the way.
We won, didn't we?
Kind of. You lost one of your friends.
That's your fault.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. You just can't accept blame. You need deep psychoanalysis, you poor little deity.
Yes, I'm sure I do. So, you're going to stay and talk for a while till you decide to accept my patronage? I could lock you in here forever. How would that be? Trapped in here?
No, I've had worse.
While your body starved to death in the real plan.
You'll never break me. I'm too strong for you!
Trying to break you. Your option.
And I've given you my answer, so go away!
But I want to be sure it's the correct response from you.
You seem very keen on my well-being and wanting to be on your side. I am but a lowly, lowly dwarf
at the moment.
So I wouldn't worry too much about me.
I train you to be very powerful. You're in the perfect position, removed from the world, isolated. By the time you leave this place, you could be incredibly powerful.
You do not know my heart, and you never will, so I tell you to go away.
No.
Okay. Choice is yours, I'll just sit here.
She stands up and walks down to you. She starts to play with your head, sort of stroking it.
Get off!
Your hand passes through her wrist.
Oh, all right then. Incorporeal, not that one. Yeah.
Nothing.
It's all a dream.
It's not a dream. It's real. It's an opportunity that you're ignoring.
No, I'm turning it down. I'm not ignoring it.
But you haven't thought about it.
Well, that's for me to say.
Not really. I've been listening to what you've been thinking. And you haven't really. You've been thinking how hard it is to be blind, how horrible it was that you can't read your spellbook every day. How bad it is that... Oh no, you don't really care that Bastion's died. It's a shame.
Of course I care that Bastion's died.
Your
heart. He's my friend. My heart is not black.
Of course it is. Murder is a black thing to do. Murdering a comrade, an ally, even if he was slightly tinted in the...
Slightly tinted? Do you not know how these worlds work? Do you not realise that evil is a tangible thing and not a philosophical point of view? Big, big difference.
Talking to a deity of evil.
Yes, well, it's a time she had a better education and what the hell she's about. poor state of affairs, and neither the deities themselves don't know what's going on.
Really?
No wonder I took up magic.
Yes, no wonder. And you're very good at it, aren't you?
Not so bad that I can see my bloody spellbook.
Yes. I could remove your blindness, couldn't I?
Well, you gave it to me, you can have it back. I don't want it.
I would make a mute instead. Would that be good?
It's all a dream.
Yes, but when...
Do your worst, I don't care.
You don't want me to do that.
Well, no, I don't want you to do that. But I'm not going to be cowed by what you want. I have free will and I'm exercising it. So bugger off.
Okay. It will be a shame again. Are you ready? She runs her hands, both hands down in front of your chest. Are you sure?
Do your worst.
Okay. She's with one hand on your chest and pulls her other hand back and it starts to smoke and burn. You can feel the heat on your face as she starts to push it down towards your chest.
Wake up now.
Are you doing anything?
No.
You're just standing there and letting her burn a big hole in your chest.
Because I'm bloody tough.
Yes. There's a flash of blue light and you wake up.
Okay.
Whoosh. Are you moving the pizza?
Take it away.
Oh, okay.
It's alright.
Empty pizza boxes make me feel safe. Standing above you is him.
Right.
Describe yourself.
6 foot tall.
Not that I can see the
male.
You can.
Oh, okay.
He's glowing with a nimbus of blue light.
Mm. Ooh!
Short length black hair. That you can just about see underneath a huge helmet and full plate armour. I wish you wouldn't do that!
Are you a bit dented and blood spattered?
Yes. Oh! Hello. You must be...
I am
full with names.
Balazar the Wizard!
That's the one.
Who are you? And how come I can see you?
Oh, I'm Tharys. I'm here to teach you.
Oh! To teach me... Who sent you?
My lady.
Your lady who?
The Queen of Aglarond.
Let me write that down. Oh, I can...
Oh. Yes. She sent me on this mission.
You can see again.
Yay!
It is the will of my lady. The Lady of Mysteries.
The Lady of Mysteries? Okay, I can see you. This is great. I've been having some very bad dreams, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, welcome. Tharys.
Tharys.
Those elves are ours.
How did you get here?
Some voice, very tiny voice.
I can see again.
From the floor, or someone's shoulder, or some corner somewhere, speaks.
No.
It's pulling on the bottom of your armour. It's a half.
Hello.
But a very tiny one.
Ooh.
Oh my god, what happened to you? I felt you were small, but I didn't realise it. Oh my god.
Wow.
I had a small accident with a very magic thing. And I made a fireball and some big grey animals. And then I made. then I shrunk. But I think it's just till tomorrow. And then I think I'll be big again.
Probably not.
So you better put me down just in case I get big now.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh.
I'll remove this.
No! No! Oh, you mean man!
Pickpocket!
Oh!
That'll never grow again.
Stand on that. I'll put you down on the chair. Stay there a minute.
No! Give me back my toy! Please!
I see why you've sent me here.
Please, I saved somebody's life with it.
Ah,
it's I follow the great lady Taimora and she makes me very lucky and I save people and I kill bad people and I pray and I think you should give me my toy back.
Oh, well, perhaps when we've learned to control it.
I can. I made diamonds. And then threw them away at the bad people. So see, I'm not concerned with wealth. You did pick them back up again.
Controlling it is the problem. These things are very unpredictable.
I can control it. I really wanted the fireball. And the rhino, no, sirs, and the gems. and the butterflies.
And the fact you're 3 inches tall.
I wanted to be able to pick pockets better.
We're going to reach pocket at your current height.
Or pick up anything of value.
I was making the stuff in my backpack compact, so it's easier to carry.
Oh, I can see that.
See, what I'm going to do is before tomorrow, I'm going to take my backpack off and put it over there, and then I'm going to grow tall, and then my backpack will be tiny, and I'll put it in my pocket and get another one. And then when we get out and we go to the magic people, and they will make my backpack vegan, and then I'll have all my stuff, and it'll be very light.
That's one way to do it. But perhaps you shouldn't have included yourself in the effect.
Yeah.
My
targeting is
that this is one of the effects of these devices.
But I made a fireball. I'm a wizard-like person.
Yes.
See, I'm all wise. Look at my wise face.
Right. Just stay there a moment.
Okay.
Right. Go over where my backpack materialised.
Yes.
And rifle through it.
Yes.
Bring out my altar case.
Yes.
Altar case. Seven. An altar.
Yes.
Little legs pop out the bottom.
I pop multiple barbecues.
Yeah. White ball. Put Palin on the altar.
Right.
Stay there.
What am I doing? Why?
Wait for the holy hammer.
Crunch. And that's sure it can do.
You're not going to squish me, are you?
No.
Can you throw those? I didn't think so. Where have you got them? Like a little belt?
I haven't, it's a different character.
Oh, okay. No shuriken here. No.
If you want shuriken. Yeah, I've got some.
Yes. Go on then, do it.
They're my lady's favourite, I can't crack them.
Do it.
Right.
Christ knows why they're useless.
Exactly.
I think you pick like a warhammer or something.
Hey, they do a whole D2.
Yeah.
And have a range of about as far as you can reach with them.
Oh, how
you do business. More damage then, because you get your strength bonus.
Yeah. Reverse the ill effects that this halfling has suffered.
Nice! You grow.
No!
Unfortunately, your clothes don't. There's a big blue light, and you grow. You're back to your normal size.
It's the blue you're looking
for. Everything that's on you, excluding the wand, has grown.
At least your clothes grew. That could be really nasty.
Woo, so you didn't want the wand to grow. I'm big, look. Yay. You took my toy away.
And I can see. It's a miracle. Thank you. Harris of your lady. Oh, whoever.
Do you recognise the symbol on the altar?
Or on his breastplate, yes. Or on his shield.
All your knowledge religion.
On his helmet.
Knowledge religion.
On his mace. On his backpack.
Just knowledge and then.
Seven.
There's a god that might have that symbol.
Oh.
Eight.
You might have
nice. Definitely a god that might have that symbol. God. Welcome to the land of heathen.
This would be the symbol of my lady of mysteries. Mistra.
19.
Mistra?
Yes, you recognise.
I know Mistra.
The goddess that is the weave.
Yes,
gives
as opposed to the Shadow Weaver, which is the nasty one I was dealing with. That was my cunning plan for next level.
Right.
She's a weave, then.
No. I was going to swap classes.
She is the conduit.
I was going to become a cleric of Mistra. A first level cleric of Mistra.
It'd be interesting, seeing as you didn't know who Mistra was.
I do know who Mistra is. My character knows who Mistra is.
That would have been a very clever trick.
Weaver's a conduit between the divine realm and this realm.
Like a tunnel.
Cause
but it would have
magic to appear.
20% XP penalty until the levels matched up.
Yep.
It was really hard. And but it would have been worth it.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have to learn spells from a book, do I? Even though I'm blind.
Yes, not the level 1 ones.
Yeah. It can be tough. Yeah, to start again.
You get some level 1 clerical magic.
As opposed to none.
What's your wisdom like?
Wisdom is 14.
Your wisdom has gone back up to 60.
Oh god.
However, you've lost the ability to cast in non-magic areas.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Wisdom, that's straight.
Mm. Oh, wisdom. Happy little double.
Your chest also feels much, much better.
Oh, that's better. Oh,
yes, there's still some
welts. Oh, I just rub it. Oh, There's still some welts where the burning was, but it seems to be fading nicely.
Not only that, he'd create some more shower in your chest.
No.
Yes. Which I feel would have caused you some problems becoming a cleric of mystery.
No!
Yes. Oh, honestly, I'm full of mystery.
Yes,
don't look at the chest.
It wasn't me! Everything's
really
just tattooed on his arms
day.
And legs of mystery. Trying to counteract.
Yes, everything else is mystery, just not the small patch.
I didn't ask for it! This small patch of shards.
You can go back in time and check, I didn't!
Right.
Right, hopefully my backpack again. Put out a pouch and go, you might want to drink this.
Can I have some?
No, it's
since you healed me, I will trust you and drink this strange drink you have given.
I used to have a friend and he used to share my potions and...
What
he
just poisoned me. What is it?
It's holy water.
It's not a feeble mind potion, man. He doesn't need one of those. You realise that you're sat in a room surrounded by corpses.
Wasn't our fault.
This is the one that he killed. This is the one that I killed, and so are these two. And this is Bastion. I only killed him yesterday. He's still quite alright.
He's a bit fat from your wand.
He is. He is.
Which one's that?
Bug-like was what, lightning?
Yeah, but it wasn't one.
It
was a trap that you would never have spotted or thought was going to be there.
How did I kill the party?
You missed the cloud kill.
So it was just him. I'm very sorry. I said sorry to him and everything. So I think you should give me my
phone.
I won't do it anymore.
Maybe later.
If he was here, that one there, that's a bit smelly, he would beat you up because he was my friend.
Which is that one?
Guru.
My friend too! Now I'm carrying this big bloody box around.
Guru was not smelly. He'd been taught properly by his mother to clean and not eat sentient creatures.
Says a boy.
Unless they've sat still for another hour.
Oh, he's talking to me. Ooh.
Spectral.
Yes. You didn't really kill my spectre, ah!
That'd be quite funny. Yeah, you
come. I'm following you along as a comedy ghost.
No. Casper! Casper! No legs, just a white blob with eyes.
Can't you play as a spectre as a PC with that kind of monster race book thing they have, whatever.
You do all have seem to be injured.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well.
I can't even remember why I hurt myself.
You're fighting giants!
Yeah, I know, but I don't actually remember specifically.
I think you got caught in your own fireball.
Oh.
I received a few bumps. I got caught in your fireball.
Everybody got caught in my fireball. It was a good fireball.
It was in fact, I think the only damage I took was from friendly fire.
I'm very sorry.
Because I stayed at bow range.
I'm very sorry.
That's a very nice bow next to that lizardy thing.
It's quite a nice bow next to the lizardy thing.
You won't be needing it. I'm sure you won't mind if you borrow it from the dead. For a while.
What's Helm's thoughts on stealing from the dead?
Not stealing, you can bring it back.
Helm's thoughts on stealing from the dead.
Whatever's expedient. He's a practical god.
Is he a practical god? What's his alignment?
Little noodle.
It's not stealing.
Well,
I'll bring it back.
He's dead and he's only a lizard
god of.
Protection.
And it will help protect you.
I think it's down to your own moral judgment in this regard, then.
Woohoo!
It's plus two mighty bow. Well, it's a mighty bow plus two.
I can't remember what he had. Yes, he has
a
mighty
bow plus two.
Yeah. It would let me do an extra 2 points of damage.
I'm sure our friend, the deceased
entirely matches my strength bonus.
Look, we'll ask him. No, he seems to have no objection.
Helm, if you think this is wrong, say something now.
No!
I didn't hear anything.
Get earplugs out there. Wow, the party's slinking to borrow slide towards chaosness.
Bastion the
anal
is dead.
Oops. We're about to be introduced to a whole new line of butt rib.
Charcoal sausage.
Well, you are healing.
Yeah.
Oh god, what do you get for resting?
B.
Your level, I believe.
Four points back.
What level are we at the moment? Seven?
We're eight.
Oh god.
You don't get any healing back, however. You've had a bad night's sleep again.
I have indeed.
But you're better now. You've been fixed.
You've been
protected by him.
I like him. Tharis.
Cleric of Mistra.
I could get myself down to one up by using my wholeness of body again for today.
Big numbers together, eh?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, he's a ridiculous healer.
That's 20 points.
More than enough.
You're my new second best friend.
Who's your first best friend?
Garud is just rather dead.
Oh, poor Garud.
All my friends died.
Kodo is more of a kind of very more personal relationship.
All my friends died.
He's still there. Bastion met him.
21 points back.
Oh, no. Here I go.
Yes, master. I'm still here. Have you stopped bolting yet?
No. No, you haven't. You're still bald.
Are you using Kodo as a merkin?
Oh, nothing that concerns you, Kono, just stay down
and
there.
Anyone who doesn't know what a merkin is, just look it up on the internet.
Or we could just use the terms cunt wig, couldn't we?
How crude is that?
Well, Garut's dead, somebody's going to take over.
Can I come out now, master?
No, Kono, you best stay down there.
Do you ever feed it?
It's an emaciated little thing.
It gets sources of protein from time to time.
It feasts readily upon cheese.
Fructose.
Right, yes, let's continue.
See, I have my snake.
Snake.
It's mine. Bastion made it for me. It was supposed to go away after some seconds, but it didn't go away again.
It's a particularly nice-looking version of a snake.
It has wings. You just can't see them.
A little halo.
Oh,
okay.
It is a very, very nice specimen of snake.
So it is.
An angel snake. Do you like my snake? I forgot that you haven't seen my snake yet.
Yes.
Lovely.
I can see!
Do you like my snake?
Oh. Yes, I think your snake's lovely.
Okay, I'll push it away.
Why are you blind?
I was blind, but now I can see! All thanks to Tharys, cleric of Mistra.
We're still lost.
How came you this way, oh great Tharys?
Can any of you teleport?
Yes. It's in my wand. There's a button at the end. I know how to do it.
Do you believe that's not a functional wand?
Oh.
Worth a shot.
Garut said it was.
And Garut's knowledge on this subject was extensive?
Yes.
I see.
More like a barbarian.
He was very intelligent. We were going to have goblins. No, orc.
Quarterlings.
Half gobs.
Foglings. Who knows?
Foglings.
We were going to be friends.
Right.
He loved me. And Douglas was my pet. And Ratul, he was going to be my bodyguard. I'm a queen, didn't you know?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Just for anybody that is unaware of what I'm doing, this is a reflect of Phelan's descent into madness.
Really?
All
her friends.
Just thought I would say that.
She has lots of jewellery. She could be a queen.
Descent into madness.
I hate that box so much. Look, it's cheap special effects. It's all we can afford.
It looks like orc jewellery, a lot of it.
Mine. Can't have it.
It's alright, I wouldn't want orc jewellery.
No.
Look, I've got some goblins. Some of it's human and elven, mingled in with bits of orc gut and bits of teeth.
So, Grit Tharys, can you bring our beloved party members back from the dead?
I do not have that ability yet.
One day can you?
Possibly. Oh. Depending on how they died.
Well,
Fireball!
I think that one was probably fireball.
Death trap thing. Death cloud. Cloud trap. Poison trap.
That sounds
electricity,
like...
Electricity, lightning, water, death.
That sounds like a very effective stinking cloud.
Buglack!
His one got fireballed by him.
Do we have that body?
No, we don't have that body. No,
we don't, know.
That body. It mysteriously vanished.
Oh, okay.
We have get later and extract his vengeance!
That could be more problematic.
We don't have his corpse.
Yes.
In time, he wasn't out here anyway.
We'll be able to do things with it soon.
What happens if the bits fall off?
They don't get reattached.
Oh. Maybe we should just pour them and cover them with some sticky substance that might be down here that's not super glue because that doesn't live down here.
Universal solvent.
Yeah.
No, for the other word. Gelatinous glue. Gelatinous cube. Then you'll require universal solvent to get them back out again.
A gelatinous cube is pretty much like universal solvent.
Except for it digests you.
Well, well
if you've got
sovereign
glue, you need oil of slippiness as well.
We need varnish.
Otherwise you can't get the brush out of the pot.
It's really well stuck in.
So, hail the well met, oh brave new slippery adventurers. Who have joined us on our quest to leave this place.
What are you doing down here?
Think of the possibilities.
We were sheltering from a storm. There was a big man who was dead. He had lots and lots of shiny armour that they wouldn't let me steal.
He was huge!
Then there were some orcs and some poo and some bones and some rats and some little bugs and some more rats and some more bugs. And then we threw some bugs out of a door.
Sturgis!
And then we had some goblins, and then some orcs, and then some giants. And there were some dogs.
French goblins.
People.
Moles?
Yeah, them.
I encountered some of those on my previous journey. There was, but have not
that person and that person were somewhere around, and they followed us, but they were very quiet. That person there, he let me have a piggyback. And then we're here.
Right.
Okay. You ask a dyslexic person to tell you the plot, that's what you get. I think that was quite a good summary.
Very good, yeah, I like it. Yeah. That's, just take that and summarise it. For anyone who wants to start listening, it's summarised in like 30 seconds.
So why don't you come out the way you came in?
One way.
Couldn't, one way.
It's not there anymore. Pew, pew. This might also be an indication of Lindsay's descendant because she's really been dying, having driven around all day. Yay!
I didn't drive it. You sat around and it was chauffeured all day.
Yeah. It's very tiring, you know.
Mm-hmm. Give you orders. Yeah. So, any help at all on knowing the way out of this giant dungeon that features not a single step or stair?
I know what we can do. If we all hold on to you, and then you can get zapped out again.
Oh yes.
Are you?
I was to make my own way out.
Oh. So are you a favourite of your goddess?
Well, the cleric of my goddess, and unfortunately my queen gave me my mission.
Your queen?
And she's currently fighting a war.
And what was the mission your queen gave you precisely?
To come in here and fix things.
That's a big job.
You fixed me, thank you very much, although I would like my toy back soon.
And you fixed me too, well done.
I'm naked without it.
I owe you one, or two.
I won't play with that promise, honest. Promise. A promise on any one of the corpses in here.
That one's still smoking.
Right, so after a little research and examination and training.
I can have it back.
You can have it back.
Okay. When do we start with lessons?
No, I need to research them.
Oh. Okay. I've got another one.
It's very small. It'd be a shame if you'd inadvertently drop it down a crack somewhere.
Wouldn't it, Jess?
Ooh. So.
But it's nice and safe.
Tharys, do you have any ideas how we should proceed to leave this place?
Well, where have you been?
Which way? I will hold my light.
Mostly south and east.
I have a light.
Mm-hmm. North.
I will ka-ching it.
You ka-ching the light. Makes a light.
Bye!
Rowdy!
So which way were you headed?
That way!
I think we were heading south and east. But the thief's pointing a wand of light and making lights appear along the wall.
Is that what it does?
It shoots
light. Oh my god, that's cool.
It makes a point light up.
Oh, south and west! On the end of
the
it's
south and west.
It's not like Harry Potter making the end of your wand glow.
Yeah. We were heading that way!
Oh,
someone saw it. Sorely phallic.
Pow! Yeah.
Little boy, play with my wand. We were given a mission!
Pow!
As a door. Are you powing him?
Yes.
We had taken a mission.
Maybe a resistance check.
From a fiendish gnoll that we knew not to be fiendish.
Is that an enchantment? Oh, go on, let it be an enchantment.
At the time.
Is it enchantment?
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, no, I don't
really good against enchantment.
That mission was to destroy giant, which we have done at great cost to our party. We will.
Uh-huh. 19.
No, yeah, it doesn't light him up.
Well, you don't go on fire very easily, which is a good thing. It was just testing.
Oh, I went on fire a bit earlier. I was helping your glowing friend and then you fireballed him.
You can...
The Gnoll King had a pact with Bastion, Mr. Crispy in the corner.
Mr. Crispy.
Poor Bastion. To do what?
I can hardly remember what was between him and Bastion. Can
you remember? There was some mention of killing some evil giants.
Yes, we've done the mission.
Why we killed we've done the evil mission. Giant.
I just can't for the life of me remember why Bastion said we'd do it. But we did it anyway.
But you heard them talking about it.
Because we love Bastion. Yeah.
Why else would anyone hunt out some giants and kill them, other than they've made an arrangement?
Because they're bastards.
We were bored.
They want some giant-sized thongs or something.
Do we have to bring back their severed heads as proof?
No.
Because that's going to be a bugger to lift.
The thongs will do.
The thongs.
Giant thongs.
Giant thongs.
Would that be the thongs of leather that hold their boots in place, perhaps?
Remind me of part of the world we're in at the moment.
We were heading towards a temple.
Different areas than I am.
We were heading towards a temple under Bastion's guidance.
Yes. What world is this?
It's Ferun, this
That's
is
it. Ferun. Going
towards a temple up a mountain.
I'm very lost. I'm a follower of Wee Jazz.
No, you're not. Oh, God. No, wrong world. Oh. No Wii for you.
Well, I really like the combination of death and magic.
Yes, isn't that great?
I can't quite remember which temple we were going to, but it was very important for Bastion, so I guess it must have been Torm.
Possibly.
Unless it's Friends of Torm. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I was journeying with a party of other monks.
Who were all
killed.
Not by dark mantles, I hope.
You ate them.
I ate all the mum.
A bit portly. Nice plants here.
We're obviously not in Aggroland anymore.
No. We are halfway up a mountain.
Is
when
that
we
the
came
next
in.
Town to where I lived? When did I live there? I want to go home.
There was this huge titan. It was very dead.
I missed my mum.
Was it titan sized?
It was titanic indeed.
Right.
Where are you heading?
Yeah.
Somewhere we have to go.
You didn't really give the room you were in much of a look around.
Bastion,
we shall search the room for dead giants.
Just sort of, they found three dead giants.
Let's have a look at their bodies.
Look to their bodies. Yeah. It was the rooms they were in.
We will take their thongs as victory symbols.
What a strange place, but an altar.
Cracked and broken in the middle of the thing.
Splattered across it.
Hang on, we fill out this bit you've seen.
That's good.
Hey, what's
your glow?
Come back down here into the room.
One of glowing blood.
I now can search because I'm big enough and I get 26.
Hey, what, you're looking just around these rooms here?
Yeah.
Let me draw them in for you. There's a room there, and a room surprisingly there. The corridor runs along the bottom here. I feel I should tumble more. It's the only thing I'm any good at.
Keep tumbling, I don't mind. I can see! Oh, look at all the colours! Oh no, there's no colour.
No colour, it's still a bit dark.
Still a bit dark.
Apart from this,
you still blue?
All the lights.
Do you glow blue? Oh! No.
I just have very shiny blue armour on.
Are you still small? Did you glow?
You're big now, aren't you? You're
the size.
Full zip! Yeah!
Oh, my size for a halfling.
All of 3 feet high.
Better than 3 inches high.
It's a giant halfling.
Giant
miniature halfling. A giant miniature space halfling.
Yeah. Go off the eyes, Phelan! Go off the eyes!
There. That's what the rooms look like.
Okay.
Right, remind me which one the fight happened
in. Very poorly built.
This one here and the corridor.
I can't see when your fat head is in
that one there is where the altar was. Right. The altar is now about here on these crossroads and the fight happened.
Where's the corpse room?
The corpse room is way over here
somewhere. Way over there.
Well, actually, technically, it's about there, but you have to go all the way up and round.
Yes, because I can see where your fat body's in the way. Can't, well, just pat it for me and go here, 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 and here. I'm the only person on this side of the room and I can't see.
I'm very sorry.
If only we had that massive shiny projector of doom.
Yes, it
was like the very people shiny. Have.
So, yes.
Send more money.
Don't send more money. Send goods and chattels.
Yeah, goods and chattels. Data projectors.
Send me books. I need books. I like books.
Amazon wishlist. Okay.
I've thought about it for a bit. Well, I'll try to.
When's your birthday?
No, it's in April. No.
Alright.
Right, basically, there's very little in any of the rooms.
Anything on the giants?
Yeah, well, I'm glad we came back to explore them.
In this room here, there is a chest.
Is it a trap?
Chest of the giants. There are some beds in this room, some pelts on the floor, the odd human skulls lying around, and there is a chest.
This skull is very odd. Human though it may be. Mm.
It is unlocked.
Ooh. Ooh.
Is it trapped?
We haven't done this for a while.
Wait. How about one?
She's very good.
26.
Very good? No, you don't think it is.
Ooh, I open it.
Maybe it was one of those people where she
contains a variety of giant-sized robes.
More clothes!
A bunch of coins and gems.
Yoink.
A particularly very nice sapphire. And a short stick.
Ooh, another stick?
Doing! Okay, let me write them down.
Sapphire,
coins, and
stick.
It's
yes, just a stick. You guesstimate that there are roughly 541 gold pieces worth of coins and gems.
Approximately. 541 gold.
This is room
three silver, two copper.
C100.
Yes. The rogue is very good at estimating.
Room C
100.
Yes. Wow. 541 gold pieces.
Of gems and gold.
Awesome.
One specifically very nice sapphire, which you'll get me in a praise roll.
Mm-hmm. I think as we're down here, I shall cast Detect Magic.
Six.
And examine the rest of the party.
It's worth a lot.
Yeah.
And I make mental note of what things are magical.
Yes, I don't know who's the most magical in the group. It's probably a thief. She seems to like the magic.
I have this, which is magical. It is a camera.
Yes. And some kind of wand, do you think? It's got a handle end and a pointy end.
So you can work out which way to hold it.
Yeah, what page are you
on? I'm on page 166.
Wow, not doing too badly.
No, you're
right. At eight, we're
Yes. And there's some giant-sized robes.
Look at our robes and the coins and the gems. Look, everybody.
Very nice.
Does anybody want one?
I don't think that robe will fit us.
Well, possibly all of us.
Put it
fairly inside one. If we all stand on each other's shoulders, then we're the robe.
We could pretend to be a giant.
We could pretend to be a giant.
With very short arms.
I have lots of glowing
small hair.
Hey, it worked for my grandfather.
Do you want to actually know what would glow? Because I could tell you.
No.
My glowing things would be magical sword, wand of acid arrow, arcane sling, amulet of health, cloak of resistance, 6 magic vials, 2 pure light potions, a wand of light, a wand of
whatever
new.
Got a wand belt going on, it couldn't seem.
And it's a wand of whatever.
That requires 3 wands.
Am I doing it? I'm doing it on hand, aren't I?
Yes.
It's whatever backwards.
Yeah. What three?
What three? And a glowing ring of warmth.
And the rest of the party has to buck it up.
That's not
true.
That's a lot.
Right, yes. Also, in this room here, room 102, three piles of round rocks and a wide mound of broken bones take up most of this room.
I like bones best.
Which is used for storage. From the southernmost wall is a collection of weapons and other gear. The trinkets lie in an untidy pile nearby. In there, you find, on the south wall, 3 large great clubs, a rusty bastard sword, 2 dishevelled halberds, an ornate falchion,
very well made,
nice.
A suit of masterwork full plate armour,
for
medium sized.
You bastard! Damn you!
I'm very sorry.
Take that back to the room for Karoon
when he's raised from the dead.
A large steel shield, 3 coils of 50-foot long hempen rope, 2 empty backpacks, and a small wooden box.
Small wooden box, eh?
Is the box openable?
Yes.
I open it.
In which there are 16 wax candles.
I might pick a couple of them.
The large steel shield is also particularly well made.
It's masterwork, but does anyone want it? Oh, we already have one of those.
We've got one. We've got one of those.
See, if I could carry those pages. Oh, is it magic or anything?
Well, we don't know. No one's casting Detect Magic.
I don't have Detect Magic.
Neither do I.
But me then.
No, you can.
Once we've piled this all together.
Yes.
I shall cast Detect Magic.
The shield's magical.
I like this big box.
More so than mine.
Well, how magical is yours?
Plus one.
Yes, you feel slightly more protected.
I think this would be the plus one away.
Harris, what do you think of this big box?
Bunk.
This big, solid, can't get it open for the life of us box.
With this near impossible to open lock.
Yes.
Have we been carting around?
It's got something magical in it.
Yes, we believe that. Can you open it?
No. Have you tried?
Oh, yes.
Failing.
The best of her skill cannot open the lock on this box.
We tried hitting it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then.
Could we not open it in by some magic?
You'd be possessed by some confusing.
Ben got possessed by Garuda in 1 second there.
Perhaps tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
Knock.
Garuda was very keen to have it open, and in his memory, we should perhaps try.
Oh no, really? Oh no, don't knock it open. Please don't knock it open. We're not going to wield it anyway. You can.
Can you take it back to the courtroom? Wait for Garuda.
Maybe tomorrow with a different selection of spells.
Okay.
Oh dear.
You have spells?
Are
you a wizard?
No, I am a cleric. Cleric of mystery.
Do you not notice the healing spells cast?
The blue light!
I thought that was just he was just making things. I thought that's how he made people better.
Yeah.
That's what Bastion did. I just thought he was very good. No. I didn't
know. Say, Bastion was a cleric as well.
Yeah. He was! He was indeed.
Follow the tour.
Yes.
Right. As he used to say, speak to the hand.
Very good.
Tom likes it tidy, you know.
Tom likes it tidy.
Yeah.
Extra crispy.
Tom likes it tidy. We weren't going to get sued. There'll be t-shirts with that on.
Can you just do asterisk Orm likes it tidy?
Yeah. Orm likes it tidy.
Orm likes it.
It's like Orm.
We could put Storm likes it tidy, but have quite a big space.
Yes! Storm!
Storm!
Little tiny S. Big T.
Nice. You could probably do Big T likes it tidy.
Big T likes it.
Anywhere.
Big T.
Yes, there are doors here and here, here, and some bit of corridor heading north, which ends in a door.
Right. How about those southern doors?
Those two southern
doors?
I think
you tried none of these doors, then.
No, we were rather occupied with the giant people.
They were very big, right. Giants.
Yes.
Yes, I can see.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Right now there. We have relieved them of their thongs. We have proof of our
Did
victory.
Did you see how good I got him? That one there, the burnt one.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that.
She's and the succession of party members over the past month.
I've said sorry after each one. I'm not bad.
That's all right, then.
Hey, I go home and cry when I kill party members. I feel really bad.
But she gets over it.
I don't, I'm not really awful. I killed these characters.
Shall we listen at the seven doors?
Yes, I shall listen too, for I'm a bit there.
Oh, I sound rather quiet.
I get 29 to listen.
Whoa. Oh, I get less. I get a mere 19.
Quiet.
There's nobody in there, unless they're very, very quiet.
Right.
They might be hunting wabbits.
Shh. Wabbits.
I don't see something.
Dark season.
Panda season. Right. I opened up.
Ta-da.
I'm supposed to do that.
The door is locked. Ooh.
Feel free.
What's 15 plus 17?
32.
Lots.
32.
You almost. Very, very, very almost get it.
Oh, I'll have another go.
Can you take?
It's a lock, take 20.
I'll take 20.
Click the lock open.
Any traps on this door?
Nope, not that you think.
Nothing!
May I check?
There was one in the lock.
I'll check, just in case.
Okay.
17.
17? No, no traps.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, who is the biggest person? Because I can't go through first.
I'm a skinny, skinny elf.
I was going to say, we need your root!
God, I probably clank a lot in my armour.
He's very brave, this cleric of mystery.
It should be said, I'm not that badly off for hit points.
The walls of this room are beautifully painted. The pictures depict various angels forming blissful tasks. Some hold weapons and stand at attention. Others are sculpting great works of art or designing tall buildings. Though a thick dust covers the floor of this room, its painted walls are surprisingly clean. What truly catches one's attention, however, is the glowing silvery key resting upon a simple stone altar in a southern nook of the chamber.
Just call me Magpie.
Yes. Oh, a blinding bit of light is so small, halfling. What's that? Oh, my God.
Is it an altar dedicated to anyone in particular?
No, it's just a, when it says altar, all it means is a stone block.
I'll walk over to the altar and go on my knees and talk to Lady Time Laura.
Very good.
Please don't let this blast me.
Please, can I say I'm very, very sorry for all of the things I have done, and may I have this key? Thank you.
This shiny, shiny.
She didn't say no.
And we all agree as we all stand at the doorway outside.
I'll probably be halfway through the room. Having a look around the pictures.
Is there any traps on the altar? You should check it.
Okay.
17.
You don't think there's traps?
Who would think? It's the bane of a rogue's life.
May I take a closer, more examined look? No, in the gecko.
That's what you just did.
Unless there are consequences to failing to find the trap. Okay.
I will lift off the key.
You pick up the key. Let me will serve.
Oh. That's my
Oh, for the D.
12. Oh, bugger and ass.
Nothing happens.
What do you mean?
You pick up a key.
Oh, okay.
It's a very nice silver key.
Is it pretty?
It's a very pretty silver key.
Through the gates of the silver key.
I praise it. Oh, for God's sake.
You are a lovely key. What a magnificent key you are. How are you sure?
Let me will serve.
Will save from the dwarf once again. Will. Okay.
Oh, you increased it from having your wisdom back.
Oh,
it's only another plus one.
13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's fine, okay. Thank you.
Sky plus.
That's your ability modifier. So it goes back up to plus two. Yeah. Because you're a mighty eight, if you
It's higher than mine.
Yeah. Well, that's his highest save, whereas that's the same level as my lowest.
That's my middle save.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the monk.
I see you had a wisdom of 16.
Yes.
Plus 3.
Plus 3.
Oh, my apologies. Cool. Yeah. Okay. What now?
Oh!
You notice that there's a. What appears to be. I'm going to draw this room, don't I? It will help.
Where is the 14 save?
A stupid shape, this room. Sort of like one of those aliens from Space Invaders.
I have no
you
idea.
You notice here, there seems to be some kind of hidden panel there.
Ooh. I'm an elf, I should have seen that. West.
Nope.
Where's the altar?
I have a dwarf, I have
the altar's
coming.
Down here in this little nook.
I'm an elf, I don't even have to.
You also notice it, Mr. Wizard.
Hooray!
I see it.
Over there!
Oh, how come I don't see it with my elfish shininess?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, counting it.
You see it, it's very simple. You can just go.
Ooh. Does it have any traps on it? I'm very.
This place is trapped to high heaven.
You're very conscientious after having wiped out the entire rest of the party.
19.
19?
Or 13.
You don't think it's trapped?
I don't know, do I? Rubbish.
See if you can take 20, that's usually a clue.
Can I take 20?
No. Just assume you can never take 20 on such a trap roll. Whether there's a trap there or not.
Okay, now that.
Yes. Because there's always a consequence of a search trap roll. Either you know it's not trapped, and therefore that's a consequence. Or you don't know it, or you know it's trapped.
Maybe I can open it with my new wand.
Dun, dun, dun. My wand of, oh, I don't know what this does.
The key!
The shiny, shiny.
Well, I know you've sent me on a mission, Mister. You know?
You're going to make it a bit easier.
I'm very, it's I'm a
very, testing.
I'm very sorry, Steve, that that just might have been me. I'm very sorry. For some reason I've got a vision of a key this big, so, and I saw a door that was this big. Okay. I shall try the key in the door.
Very good.
Woo! Sorry.
You sorry. Activate the traps.
I think Steve is exasperated.
There's no lock.
Bugger.
I'll search for a lock.
Okay.
Quite a lot. 28.
You start looking around, you run your fingers around the side of the door. The second you touch it, it slides up the ground.
What is it replaced with?
The wall. Which leads into this.
The abyss.
It's the way out.
Oh, it's because I've got the key on.
You've got a key on.
Please don't ever use that arm movement again.
What arm movement?
The thrusting thing.
Look, it's a hole.
Yes, oh.
Lovely.
I'm bringing my wirecard next.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'm bringing my megaphone. I'm going to buy one for them.
Yeah. I've got one.
Maybe just
somewhere.
A hammer.
Don't encourage him with a megaphone.
Well, it's not me. It was someone else.
Come away, this bloody dungeon. I hate drawing this.
Well, there's like 640 pages to go, yeah?
Well, you best have read the chuff up then, haven't you?
Okay. Oh, we found a map with the way out!
Here's go this way.
We follow the secret passage that leads directly to the last section.
And we're
immediately killed by the monsters which hideously outmatch.
There is a section of 6 connecting rooms.
Oh, Lord.
I'm very sorry. Yes. There are 6 interconnecting rooms. A small altar lies in the middle of the south wall of each room. Hanging from the ceiling are several keys of various shapes, sizes and materials, some made of silver, gold, bronze, copper, steel, wood, granite, ivory, coloured glass, semi-precious stone, or alien materials you've never seen before.
Socks.
Socks, yes. Clearly there's several
gold.
Socks.
We take the gold and platinum ones.
They're hanging from the ceiling.
Whose fun idea was building this? What a strange place.
Well, lots of keys here.
There's no gap.
I've seen places like this before.
Hmm? Is there a gap for my key?
There's no gaps.
There's no gaps.
No.
You come across places like this before?
I don't know. Maybe, yes. I can't remember. Was it a long time ago, Games Master?
You've never seen anything like this. Well, kind of, you have. You've seen a similar room with wands in it.
Ah!
They were embedded into the wall, but it's a similar room.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to remember stuff that you did like 8 months ago, or whatever it was.
Oh, we can listen to it verbatim.
Oh, yeah, we don't have all the sessions like no. Next to us that we can just play. Yeah.
We can't remember what the hell we did in session 18.
Well, actually, no, I haven't got it with me, but I'm going to have all the sessions.
We need to catalogue.
Forward through them, I know.
We could do more summaries of the sessions, because even we need to know what.
If only Demonics wasn't spending his entire life on World of Warcraft.
I do see him occasionally, he's like level
6. Level almost 60.
No, you don't see him.
Sorry. I see that he is online. I haven't actually ever seen him.
I just see his name.
Yeah, and his missus is also on there, but she's a higher level than him. So everyone could laugh at him because he is weedy by comparison to his woman. As are we all.
You realise you've still got like the 3rd most posts on the forum.
It's bad that, isn't it?
Despite the fact we haven't, he's not really been active on the forums for quite a while.
He was a great loss to the forums, to be honest. He was a veritably frantic poster.
Playing Blizzard.
I'm number 25 on the most frequent posters.
I probably don't have any.
Got more than me, I've only got 10.
No, how many do I have?
What?
I don't know.
Oh. More than 10.
More than 10.
You're a VIP now, anyway. It says VIP.
Very indignant person.
Yes. Eh?
I'm thrilled.
Yes. Lusty Dice, now says VIP.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
She just changed it to voice talent.
Voice talent.
Unpaid actress.
Unpaid.
Oh.
You can be.
That's alright, because we haven't been paying our equity dues.
So paying equity. Right, what are you doing?
If I have an equity card, I'll be able to play the dues.
So what happened in the last room that was like this?
We took one that was bad. I think we left them alone.
Which one did I get from there? I can't remember.
Detect magic. Oh, they all glowed with magic, didn't they? Because they were all glamoured, I think.
Yes, they were all sticks.
They were all sticks. It was brand sticky.
Mm. Oh, I didn't believe you got cursed.
Honestly, I can't remember. Really? I can't remember that room at all.
After all that's been going on, unless one of those keys is to a door that's near the exit in the next room. So we just leave them and move on.
There doesn't seem to be any point in going to this series of interconnecting rooms to pick up these random keys.
Because there's no way out.
Well, I assume you've walked through the series of interconnecting rooms.
Alright, okay.
Just otherwise I wouldn't have bothered to draw them if you were going to go, there's some keys. Because you would have walked through them just in case there was a big pile of gold in
there. Is there any way through that way?
Actually, that bothered about gold. It's too heavy.
Well, you know what I mean. Unless there's a big door with some stairs going out and exit sign above it.
This way to the egress.
As you pass this point here,
we attack the egress.
Phelan and Balazar realise there's a door.
There's a door.
There's a door.
A door.
There's a door.
I go and touch it.
Sure.
Are you sure there doesn't seem to be a door?
I can feel it in my bones.
The door. I know these things.
The door. The door. The door. The door. The door. Slides.
There is silence as we all watch the door slide open. That's a very big map.
Square room. There's a square room.
I don't know why I didn't see that door.
We're better than you.
I'm usually quite good at seeing those sort of things.
We're better than you.
Because they've been here a while.
Been here longer.
We're better than you.
Perhaps they know the architecture.
It's not very exciting.
We're better than him, aren't we?
At the moment. I'm sort of novelty of being able to see again.
It's a room. There are three cubby holes against the northern wall of this otherwise empty room. In one of the holes, I assume you're looking from the door.
Yes.
You see a chest.
Woo!
And in one, you see something made of gold.
Oh.
And in the third one, there is some kind of sword lying on the in the hole.
Be careful, feel a nice sense of trap.
How's the floor?
Looks like it's made of
steel. Definitely seems like a trap.
Can I speak celestial? My trap sense is tingling.
Above the whole lot, in silvery celestial runes, it says, choose from the heart.